Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is December 8, 2016. The world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. And in emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now, something I want to make a note about, a couple of phone calls. When you call me, I have some people, like I had a brother last week, he called me and said, he sounded pretty forlorn. He said, my name's such and such, couldn't understand it. And he said, I could understand this. He said, I need a prayer. But he left no phone number to call him back. And a lot of people, and then another phone call I got, needed prayer. And he went, blah, 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 blah. You need to say your phone number slowly. If you say it slowly, I can call you back. If you can't, if you don't remember, if you don't get me on the main number, if it's an emergency, call my cell phone. I am here for you. Anyway, you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, our email address, and our mailing address at our smartphone-friendly blogs. And boy, that's a lot to say. Anyway, at our blogs, prophecyhour.com, which is our main ministry hub, or if you just want audios, you can try messiahsbranch.com. Now, remember, there's also branch.podomatic.com, which is where our archives are all played and downloaded from. No matter which link that you click on, it's going to take you to a file at branch.podomatic.com. Now, the reason I want you to visit prophecyhour.com because there's so much over there, like the breaking news and other things and how to contact us. But branch.podomatic.com, that is just that's just archives. It's just radio. Yes, there is, I think, on the right-hand side, there is a PayPal donation box. But other than that, there really isn't much that points to our ministry other than the audios. And I guess that's what most of you are after anyway. So remember, prayer requests can be sent by United States Postal Service also, and email, and by email with your return address, and your phone number to call you back if you wish a phone call back. These requests, if you say that's what you want, will be taken to Wichita Mission Church, anointed with oil, prayed over, and sent back to you at your mailing address at no, with no request or solicitation for donations. We do that for a reason, and the people that would want them back, they will understand the reason. You other folks out there, well, you can call me and ask me for an explanation. Anyway, we also have a prayer request form on the right-hand side of our Prophecy Hour and MessiahsBranch.com pages. We are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net, picked up by some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime, and of course, it's on the net internationally. On another note, I want to thank our listener base that is worldwide in places like Beijing, China, New Delhi, India, Auckland, New Zealand, Liverpool, United Kingdom, Sydney, Australia, Moscow, Russia, of course here in the United States, Aurora, Illinois, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Fresno, California, Anaheim, California, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Anchorage, Alaska, as well as Wichita, Kansas, remains the largest group of listeners to our radio programs when they podcast later tonight. Now, a prayer, and we'll get on with tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray, Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not my will. And so please, Father, give everybody out there ears in which to hear the truth. In your Son's mighty name, Yeshua HaMashiach, amen and amen. Well, this is going to be a really good program, and to set the stage for it, I've got a special song for you to play right now. So let's hear the song, and we'll get into the radio program.
Message to deliver it's all. If you'll give an ear to these words I say, compassion for the lost will grow strong. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their soul. The Bible says they're walking in darkness. They cannot see the road that they're on. It's broad and it entices them with pleasures, and further down that road they are drawn. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls, they don't know. Every single day we have is one more chance to snatch a soul from entering hell. Don't you know these evil days are numbered? So get to work and do your job well. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their soul. Message that was on my heart. Now don't forget we haven't much time. The vineyard's ripe, the field is white, the workers are few, and the harvest time is now in its prime. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. Soon to lose their souls, they don't know. Soon to lose their souls, they don't know.
Well, folks, that's a great song, and it really does set the stage, maybe for later on our program. I got messed up and we didn't get the right song to you, but we'll play the other song after a while. But today we're going to talk about Yahweh's time clock, which is Israel, and there's some really things going on. I know everybody's focused on the election and everybody's smiling on TV and blah, blah, blah. Everybody's up deep. Well, you know, that's not necessarily to say that we fell out of Bible prophecy, because not all Bible prophecy is bad things and immediate disaster. There's supposed to be some things happen before then. So anyway, but today we're going to talk about Israel, which is Yahweh's time clock. And yes, I'm the guest, so you're stuck with me. But anyway, I was really undecided about what to do with today's program. And yes, I do have a guest for the 7 p.m. program later on tonight, but really, I did not come to terms with what I was going to do with this first one. What should I do? Call a guest? Or do I have something to talk to you about myself? This is what I was faced with when I was thinking about this particular program. And, you know, then I was looking around while I was doing it. I was doing it as I always do, and I was gandering through the news and different things. And I came across this really, really interesting thing on Before It's News. I think that's the name of it is, beforeitsnews.com or something like that. But it was a video, and it was showing pictures of the third temple displayed by Google Maps on the temple map. Now, what they displayed, you really got to go over and see this video. The video, you can find it at beforeitsnews.com, but then you got to go through all their rigmarole. But I did post it on prophecyhour.com, and if you scroll down, that will be the heading of it, third temple displayed by Google Maps on the temple map. And so you click on the video, it's a YouTube video, and you will be shocked to see the pictures of what the third temple would look like. And yeah, it's right up there with the mosque. Okay, but let's backtrack. So what do I mean by it shows a temple? Well, they put, they've got a little blue dot, and you click on the little blue dot on Google Maps, and it shows a rebuilt temple, what it would look like. And it's on the Temple Mount. And it's up there with the mosque. So what is going on with that? And it's kind of like hidden. You can find it. This guy had found it, stumbled across it with his smartphone, and he shows the pictures. Now, you need to go over there and look. you need to go over there and look at it. Anyway, we do know that. So what is up that with that? We know that Google, Facebook, and most electronic companies out there really are in cahoots with the various governments. You know that, folks. I mean, the guy that runs Facebook, he was a regular person at Obama's administration, visiting the White House, and so were the people from Google. We do believe they're in cahoots. Even some people think that the dude that owns Facebook works for the CIA. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, those companies do share their information with the government. Who's to say the government's not sharing their information with them? We'll find out. But anyway, it's a really amazing picture, and it's up there. And then it's not in the place of the Alaska Mosque, but it's, right beside it. So you really got to check it out. So moving on from that. So, while I was perplexed about that, then I thought back. I thought, well, isn't there some more really interesting information out there about Israel? So I don't know if you folks subscribe to it, but you should subscribe to a thing called Breaking News Israel. That's Breaking News Israel. Now, you can go to the website and look at all their stuff, and I strongly suggest that you do that daily, but I really deeply strongly suggest, which is even better, is to go over there and sign up for their newsletter, and so you get a couple of emails from them today, and a day, and a lot of it has to do with what the, what has a lot to do with Bible prophecy and other breaking news, but there's tons of things over there, excuse me, on what the Israeli people and the rabbis are saying about now, the end times. So, excuse me, I got to have a drink before I can go on with this. Anyway, Breaking News Israel exclusive. Here's a headline. Here's one I want to read you. The Sanhedrin asked Putin, that's Vladimir Putin, and Trump to build the third temple in Jerusalem. Now, they're asking those guys to do it as a joint effort. Well, first, who is the Sanhedrin? Well, the Sanhedrin is a name given to the council of 71 Jewish sages who consisted the Supreme Court and legislative body in Judea during the Roman period. It continued to function for more than 400 years, and even after the destruction of the temple, and there have been several Orthodox attempts to reestablish it since then. Well, the current attempt to reestablish the Sanhedrin is referred to as the nascent Sanhedrin or the developing Sanhedrin. And so there is one there in place, and they've been there for some time. Now, right now, they have reformed, and it is something that would, this is something, this Sanhedrin coming back, this ruling body would have to, for some of the things that is going to happen, that is going to happen in Israel, you would have to have this Sanhedrin in place. So anyway, let's go back to the article and hear what it says. The Knesset Sanhedrin is calling on Russian President Vladimir Putin and United States President-elect Donald Trump to join forces and fulfill their biblically mandated roles by rebuilding the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. Rabbi Hillel West, spokesman for the Sanhedrin, contacted Breaking News to announce that the election of Trump, who had promised to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, coupled with Putin's expressed desire for the temple to be rebuilt, prompted the Jewish court to send a letter offering the two the opportunity to ask as modern-day Cyrus figures, non-Jewish kings who would recognize the importance of Israel and the temple. Cyrus, the great king of Persia in the 6th century BCE, announced in the first year of his reign that he was prompted by God to make a decree that the temple in Jerusalem should be rebuilt. Cyrus sent the Jews under his rule back to Israel with a considerable sum of money, which was to rebuild the temple. The Sanhedrin plans to call on the two world leaders to take up this ancient biblical decree and support the Jewish people in their holy mission. Rabbi West explained that the U.S. elections have made the eternal Jewish dream a very real possibility. We are poised to rebuild the temple, he said. The political conditions today in which the two most important national leaders in the world support the Jewish right to Jerusalem as their spiritual inheritance and is historically unprecedented, Rabbi West told this to Breaking News Israel. The Sanhedrin letter notes that Trump's upset victory was due to his support of Jerusalem and reminds Trump of his campaign promise to move the United States Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, effectively recognizing the city as the capital of Israel. The Jerusalem Embassy Act, passed in Congress in 1995, initiated the moving of the embassy, but has been vetoed ever since by every president since. The Sanhedrin calls on Trump to withhold the veto after he takes office. The Sanhedrin also recalled Putin's connection to the temple in a letter during his third official to Jerusalem in 2012. Now listen to this. Putin paid a late-night visit to the Western Wall. When he arrived at the holy site, the Russian leader stood in silence for several minutes, offering up a personal prayer, which he read Psalms from a Russian Hebrew prayer book. This gets interesting. The Israeli bystander called out in Russia, "Welcome, President Putin." Putin approached the man, who explained the importance of the Temple Mount and the Jewish temple. An Orthodox Jewish Hebrew news site reported that Putin responded like this. This is what Putin said back to the man's response. "That's exactly the reason I came here, to pray for the temple to be built again." Now, did you hear that? Putin has it within his heart, according to this other news agency, this man that overheard Putin directly told him, he said he came to pray for the temple to be built again. After this remarkable exchange, the Sanhedrin sent a letter to Putin calling on him to fulfill his prayer. And at the time, Putin did not respond to the Sanhedrin's request. But now that the incoming United States president is a potential ally in the project, the Sanhedrin believes it is time for Putin to make an active role in rebuilding the temple. Now, I bet a lot of prophecy people are just going nuts right about now. Because they believe that Putin is Gog, Magog, whatever. I won't get into that debate today, but I do believe Russia has a predominant role to play in these end times. Anyway, in addition to its request concerning the temple, the Sanhedrin is also calling on Putin and Trump to renew the 1920 League of Nations resolution known as the San Remo Treaty, which essentially enabled the creation of a Jewish state by dividing the Ottoman Empire. It incorporated the Balfour Declaration issued by Great Britain in 1917, which gave official recognition and backing for the establishment of Israel. The U.S. President, Calvin Coolidge, ratified the San Remo Agreement in 1925, thus making recognition of a Jewish state legally binding by U.S. law. The Sanhedrin emphasized that it is imperative at this time, when the Palestinian Authority is attempting to rewrite world history by campaigning against the Balfour Declaration, to strengthen historic American commitment to the State of Israel by readopting the agreement. Rabbi West emphasized that supporting the Jewish claim to Jerusalem would bring benefit to Russia and America as well as the entire world. The leaders of Russia and America can lead the nations of the world to global peace. Peace, remember they said peace, you know, safety, and peace through the building of the temple, the source of peace. This will offset the disgraceful UNESCO resolutions that are the root of increasing terror and violence. Last month, United Nations Educational, Cultural, and Scientific Organization passed two resolutions denying any connection between the city of Jerusalem and the Jewish people, ceding to an Islam religious monopoly on Judaism's holiest sites. Folks, there's a lot to pay attention to out there going on in the world. Do I think that Putin will rebuild the temple? I don't know. Do I think that Trump will have part of it? I don't know. But the point is people of the book over there in Israel, their rabbis, those people that are waiting on Messiah to come, believe it's in this age, and they also are seeing things that they want to see come about. And, you know, so many of you folks out there believe that a temple has to be built in order for the Antichrist to go in and sit down and, you know, disgrace it. So, you know, wouldn't the temple have to be built in these end times? But I don't think it would be really, well, we'll talk about that later. Folks, go to prophecyhour.com and visit our website. You can find all kinds of things over there, like the breaking news, radio archives, and so on and so forth, and how to donate to the homeless and poor. And folks, we will be back in 3 minutes.
Right back.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. And folks, you know, this is the part where I say, you know, remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Well, remember, you know, let's go with this. First up, in fact, I was just talking to Frank about it. We are making progress for the new video versions of our programs and some additional ones. We need to get our best camera going. We were sent a really highly professional camera that, now this is not for the regular broadcast, but this is for like filming at the Wichita Mission Church and some other things that we're going to do to it, to make some videos that we'll put online. But it's really important we get it going. To get that camera going, we need to get what's called a video capture. And it's a thing that you plug into your computer, and then you plug in the cables from the camera to it. And, you know, this video capture thing that I want or need for this camera is less than $100, you know. But I don't have the $100. But this camera costs, you know, a few thousand dollars. So it's a really, really good camera. So anyway, so we need that. That's one thing we need. We did really get a really good video camera. And we're going to start using that on a weekly basis for this program, because that's where we're going to start at. It's just, it'll first just be a video of me talking or whatever, doing the radio program. And I'm trying to get the room cleaned up because, you know, I'm called vanity or whatever, but I got a lot of junk. I want to arrange the room before I do that. Look for that to happen within the next couple of weeks. Now, progressing on from the video thing that we're doing, we did receive a laptop, so you folks out there don't have to worry about sending us a laptop or whatever. Somebody asked if I needed a computer. Yes, we always need and we are a computer short for some of the things that we do, but that doesn't have to do with video. Anyway, we also need someone out there at some point needs to come forward and help me explain. Pran, that's where it'll come from. Somebody will help explain to me the software into this to broadcast on YouTube. I know some of you did it out there, and so we're going to need that. And also to pick out which programs to use to do that. Anyway, and again, that's for the video camera. That's not for our weekly programs. Also, I received a text saying that the digital recorder, remember that we were promised to, it was on our way. They found it. They tracked it down. Which still hasn't arrived yet. And so, but we're praying to get all this together before January, but my bet it'll be to the middle of into January to produce those videos. But within the next couple of weeks or next week that we'll start broadcasting me doing the radio programs live on YouTube, that will be the start of it. Anyway, as you can tell, radio needs some funds to get this done. But right now, it's so hard to ask for anything, as the Wichita Mission Church needs the funds so really badly. These next 2 to 3 months are critical for the help that we give the people, the homeless and the poor out there, because we got to get them through winter. But winter, and especially December and January, are some of our slowest months of the year. We usually don't pull out of this until income tax time and people donate. But, you know, I'm even worried about that because we haven't produced a mail-out newsletter in some time because they cost like $500 to do. We wanted to send out a one-page thing. But we still need a couple. If somebody wants to donate, we need about 250 or 300 stamps, and we could be able to get that done. So we could send out a notice to all these people on our mailing list that we're not doing the 10-page newsletter, but it would still let them know that we're still around. We need that, about 300 stamps, 250 to 300. My wife has the exact count. Anyway, we're all on, and that would help greatly to bring in support, especially through this season in income tax time. Anyway, we're desperate for blankets and gloves and I just went through a terrible cold and I got a little bit of it left myself. Over-the-counter medications for these people that have no way to get it. Money to pay the mission bills because it's everything's so low. Like I say, the donations are down. People are buying presents for whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah, they're out there buying presents. And we also need large print King James Version Bibles, as well as food and the other normal things. So why would you donate to us? Why? Well, we are the last hope for so many people. And folks, we are responsible to care one for another, as we are brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. And if you don't wish to help the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime, because it will help the poor. But it also helps this warning message and to get you these critical programs, because airtime isn't free. We're on a satellite station. We're picked up by some FMs. We're on the net internationally. All these things cost money, so pray about it. You can donate it online or mail a check or money order, and you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Now, coming back, I think we'll have, and this song is still important. Let's see if we have the right song up there now, which I think will speak for itself.
Israel, Israel, by the great sea, borders from the river Nile to Euphrates. God has given all this land to his servant Abraham by promise to him and his seed.
Moses seen land of promise beyond the river Jordan. God gave to his servant Abraham. Down of it would rise a nation for all the world to see. Israel, Israel, God has chosen Israel.
That was Brother Ben, and he's got some wonderful songs. I really love him, and that comes from back in the 90s. Brother Ben, he used to have a program called 70th Week Magazine. Fantastic programs. Anyway, we were talking about the possibility of the temple being rebuilt, and Putin and Trump, of course, collaborating on it in some manner. Now, you know, there's a very strong possibility that it is a way that it could actually happen because, you know, we have a president now that looks like that he's going to stand more on Israel's side than and stand up to the Muslims. Well, in order to build for a temple to be rebuilt, especially on the Temple Mount, you know, somehow or another there would have to be somebody to control, you know, the outcry that would be there from the Muslims. But anyway, so let's talk about Putin for a minute. Now, most people don't realize, they go, Putin, why, he's just an old pagan guy. Well, you know, Putin's faith is Orthodox Christians. And that is the biggest faith in Russia is Orthodox Christian. And they look at him, the Orthodox Christian Church looks at him as a messianic type figure, as they do to all of their leaders. And so, you know, so the things that Russia does, that Putin does, he does have a belief in Christianity, of Orthodox, and they look at it, like I say, they don't look at it from the point of view, from the Western point of view, like we do, or the Middle Eastern, they look at it from a Russian point of view, so which gives a little different twist on things. But anyway, so it's very strong possibility that it could be within his faith to do that. So, now, the Sanhedrin, for instance, though, now, most of you folks that listen to our program should know that that Sanhedrin's been there for a while. Remember, Joel Richardson went to visit with a guy that was like a Mahdi-like figure over in Turkey, and after his book, The Islamic Antichrist, and boy, so then after he got back, he got a phone call from the Sanhedrin, also asking him to quell his book, The Islamic Antichrist, because actually that Sanhedrin that's there right now actually said they wouldn't even mind being under Muslim rule because the guy that he was talking about told them that he would help them, this Turkish guy, said that he would help them build the temple on the Temple Mount. So this thing of building a temple on the Temple Mount, you know, it's really, really, really pretty amazing. Don't you think? All these things adding up. And what about that picture of the Temple Mount, or on the Temple Mount, the picture of the temple? There's some things going on here, folks, and don't be distracted with the news and all of the hype about how good our country's doing. In fact, our country could be come out and do that could be the whole point. It could be doing do really well because, like I said before, because of the influence that we would have over Israel. In fact, remember, I told you before a bunch of times that we had a rabbi on this program, and the one thing that that rabbi saw that he said that had to happen before Israel would go back and become a country is that Israel had not yet came to the fullness of his riches. Now, that would mean peace. Now, remember, you know, it basically says that they would be in a place of peace and safety when the Gog-Magog attack comes. So we really need to look at what's going on. Here's another headline from Breaking News Israel. Now then, let's go with this. It says, is Trump the prophesied leader who will unite Christians against radical Islam? And this was written by Adam Berkowitz, and it was on November 16, 2016. And again, that's Breaking News Israel. Here we go with the article. Donald Trump may be the leader prophesied by Jewish literature to gather Christians against the sons of Ishmael in the times before Messiah, suggested a prominent rabbi recently. He noted that other aspects of the same prophecy regarding the Arab world have already been fulfilled. He wrote that before the coming of Messiah, the world would separate into two groups, the Muslims and the Christians. A noted scholar at the head of the head of this yeshiva, which is a school, a yeshiva, said in a lecture earlier in the week, according to the prophecy, the Muslims will join together and the Christians will remain calm, even apathetic, despite the obvious threats. Now, I don't know about you folks, but that seems to be what's going on. How many Christians do you know that really haven't thought, maybe a little more awake now, but how many Christians do you know that have just been asleep at the wheel about the threat of Islam? You know, really radical Islam is an Islam that doesn't attack people with a book, but we won't get into that today. But anyway, so the point is, it does seem like Christians are asleep at the wheel. Let's go on with the article. Rabbi Cohen was referring to Rabbi Meir Liebesh, better known as the Malban, a renowned 19th century Bible commentator. His prophecy's description of an apathetic Western world facing a monstrous threat from Muslim dovetails closely with modern events. That's what I just said. In recent years, radical Islam has been permitted to flourish in the Middle East and is now spreading throughout the whole world. The prophecy goes on to say that there will come a leader who will gather together the Christians and say, enough! We are sick of Islam, the rabbi said. This is unprecedented, something we have not yet to see in this world. A leader who stands up and says that he's had enough of the trespass of Islam and that we are not afraid and it is time to punish the Muslims for what they are doing. It is impossible to say that Trump is the leader the prophecy spoke about, warned Rabbi Cohen, but by his style of speech that he doesn't really care what he says or how people will react, it may be that he is that person. And I tend to agree with that. Anyway, it does sound like it, not saying it is. Anyway, he pointed to Proverbs as a clue whether or not the unprecedented development is good for Israel. The king's heart in the hand of Hashem is watercourses. He turneth it wherever so ever he will. Proverbs 21:1. Rabbi Cohen described how at the same time events in the Muslim world are also conforming to this Malabim's prophecy. Anyway, today we see the world of Islam turning more and more extremist. They are returning to the days of Muhammad, chopping off heads, things which look insane. It is unbelievable that we should turn to these things in our generation. They established a state that aspires to conquer the entire Muslim world, calling it the Islamic State. But God in his mercy has made it so they are fighting among themselves for now. This is a clear realization of the prophecy in Isaiah asserted by Rabbi Cohen. I will spur that they shall fight every one against his brother and every one against his neighbor's city against city and his kingdom against his kingdom. Isaiah 19:2. It also talks about that in the Torah it talks about it. Anyway, the conditions the rabbi described are indeed unfolding before our eyes. Despite some horrifying attacks against the West, the fiercest efforts by Islamic extremists are restricted to inner Islamic conflicts. Islamic terror in Europe and America pales in comparison to more than 300,000 Syrians killed in that country's civil war, which a lot of them are what? Christians. Today, in a bitter ongoing battle, Iraqi forces are struggling to take back Mosul from the Islamic State. Rabbi Berger, the rabbi of King David's tomb on Mount Zion, Jerusalem, told Breaking News Israel that illogical political developments are necessary components of the Messiah. When political developments reflect what is written in the Torah, that it is a clear indication that we are nearing redemption, noted Rabbi Berger. These developments simply do not follow logic. The Arabs say they want to destroy Israel, but they are actually doing is harming each other. It is because God is taking over, directing events. Rabbi Cohen concluded his lecture with a word of advice on how one can impact the course of events and even influence the decision of kings. God directs the actions of the leaders according to our actions. If we do mitzvah, do the commandments, and conform to God's will, He will direct the leaders to act in our best interest. Now, I concur with that. You know, God is more likely to send us blessings than curses, than allow curses to come when we are acting right. And you know what that means. And while it says following the commandments, of course it is. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not, don't lie. You know, the Ten Commandments, the Ten Words. You need to be doing those things. But we need to be, if we're basically being bad, we're going to get bad back. And that's predominantly what I see about America. Is this time the time that we get the chance to repent with Trump? Are we going to see an era of time that where America can be prosperous for a small season while Israel realigns with Bible prophecy, while these things are marching forward? The very possibility, especially that what we talked about tonight, are there on the horizon. No other way could there be a way for the temple unless somebody held the Muslims back. And what if you have the Russians and the Americans both doing the same thing to try to get that temple built, to allow it? Not saying that it would be the Holy Temple, because personally, the real temple won't be built. If you read Ezekiel, it will not be built but by Messiah himself. But that's a different temple. But most people believe that there has to be some sort of a temple built in order for the Antichrist to go in and deface the place and go in and sit down and declare that he is God. Well, if that's the case, here's a way for that to happen. So, you know, I'm not saying it's definite, but folks, we need to broaden our outlook. So many people, and, you know, I've seen so many Bible prophecy teachers that are so disgusted because Trump won and that it looks like it might be good for our country, that we might be actually seeing prosperity, because after all, they've been just preaching gloom and doom, you know. And sure, we've had a lot of those folks on our programs, but I have never in my heart of hearts ever believed that Obama wouldn't leave office, so to speak, to stay by some takeover. I, however, did not know for sure whether or not what kind of turmoil we would be in by this time. But folks, the time is marching on. You need to be right. You need to be right with Yeshua. You might have a little bit of a window here to make preparations for your family. But the first preparation you need to be is a salvational preparation, because let me tell you what, there's so many demonic forces out there that are trying to take over, you know, you and coming and batting against everything that's good. We see that, especially when you stand up for what's right. You know, just like the gentleman that told me about sending me the digital recorder, he attributes the fact that he's had all these spiritual attacks, and he believes it because he's helping our ministry. Well, I believe that can be very well so, but greater is he than us than he that's in the world. And so we need to stand up to the devil. You need to have the faith to be able to tell him to take a hike, because that's what it takes. You need to allow the Holy Spirit within you to control you, to bring these things out so that you can withstand these things that are coming. But how do we do that? How can we do that? We do that by being clean. How are we clean? By repentance. How do we repent? On our knees, preferably, but you need to repent with earnest. You need to repent with reality. In other words, not just, oh, I'm sorry, but sorry with the I really mean it, you know. You need to be studying your word. You need to get into that personal relationship with Yeshua. And then he will lead you into all things that you would have to do for preparation for these times that we're in. And of course, folks, I believe that you should have a certain amount of food stock because, you know, whether it's crazy weather or whatever, you know, and no, I'm not selling food, but I'm selling the fact that you need food. And so you need to have food in your household because you dads out there that are the head of the household, maybe there's a mom that's the head of the household, but you need to make sure that your family's fed and not rely on the government to come save you in case of a catastrophic event because, you know, you're going to have a wait if they ever are able to come at all in these times. So you need to be prepared at all times. You need to be prepared. You can do that, and maybe now you got a chance. You say, well, I ain't got the money to do that. Buy extra cans of food each week. You know, buy the things that you eat and that you can use. Make sure you have a way to prepare it. You know, if the lights go off, and that's a good test. Just turn off the lights tonight and say, okay, it's an emergency. All electricity's off. Okay, well, have you got a way to turn on to have a light? Do you have a way to keep warm? Do you have a backup stove? Do you have extra blankets? So on and so forth. You need to be ready. Folks, you need to be ready at all times. And parents, it is your responsibility to look after your children and in tune from that to make sure that your children and maybe your grandchildren and so on and so forth is taken care of. After all, now I'm talking to the older folks out there that are listening. You are the elders, and the elders are supposed to look after their families, you know. And you young folks, you need to listen to some of these older folks and see what they have to say. But above all, listen to the word, you know. Are you in it? You need to be meeting more than once a week. But if nothing else, you need to be meeting on the Sabbath. You need to have a holy convocation. That means a holy meeting dedicated to the Father because that's his appointed time. That's the time that he said he would meet with you. So you need to have an appointed time. The people say, well, the Bible doesn't say go to church. It says have a holy convocation, and that is basically the same thing. Read your Bible. That's what the Bible says. You are required. You are required to assembly with other believers. So you need to do that, preferably on a Sabbath. But you could do it. You can meet it any day. But I strongly urge you to reach out and take hold of the Sabbath. Anyway, we look to the land of Israel. We've been talking about the Father's time clock, and it sure seems to be on fast forward. But we must remember that there is only one God. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Well, and through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. In 3 days and 3 nights, that came from him. That was a sign for a wicked and adulterous generation, was 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and 3 nights, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. It doesn't say a day and a half and a little while and so on and so forth. You need to figure that out. It needs to be 3 days and 3 nights. Remember, always be a blessing to others. If you're not a blessing to others, how can you be saved? I don't get it. You know, you should uplift people. That should be part of your job. And you should want to do that. The Holy Spirit within you should be working towards that. Pray about a donation tonight. You know, if all you folks out there just gave a little, or at least half of you or a third of you gave a little, you know, or a sacrificial donation, we could get through this month because we have so many listeners. Lord our God, Father King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, that you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that which you would please be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.